Now, somebody who is very close to this whole situation, he's been in Europe recently and has spoken out at the Margaret Thatcher lecture the other night about the issues facing Europe, is our former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. I'm pleased to say the member for Warringah has been kind enough to join us on the line. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Abbott.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Look, this is a grim day for the people of Paris and the people of France. It's a grim reminder of the security challenges all of us face. I certainly want to reassure Australians that we have the ever vigilant and highly professional police and security services. But of course, this is a reminder that there are people, even in the midst of countries such as ours, peaceful, decent, tolerant countries such as ours, who would do us harm. And that's why we need to be ever vigilant and to be constantly focused on ensuring that our police and security agencies are well resourced.
We're still in the middle of this, clearly, but it does appear that Islamic State is behind it. In hindsight, did the world not go hard enough, early enough, to try and kill off this organisation that you, of course, referred to when you were Prime Minister as a death cult?
Well, the interesting thing about Islamic State, the so-called Islamic State or Daesh death cult, as I prefer to call it, is that it is urging its sympathisers right around the world to target infidels, as it calls people who don't share its particular view of life. Now, this is an extraordinary challenge because, as we have seen in our country, you don't need much to create a terrorist incident. The tragedy of the modern world is to create a terrorist incident. All you need is a knife, a victim, and a camera phone. The horrible business in Paris is what happens when people who do believe in death to those they disagree with get access to more sophisticated weapons. And that's why it's so important that our police and security agencies are backed at every turn. And that's certainly what happened under my prime ministership. And I'm confident that that will continue under Malcolm Turnbull's prime ministership because, as I said, and as I'm sure Malcolm will continue to say, the first duty of a government is the safety of its citizens.
Was this type of attack that we've seen here, was that the thing that really frightened you when you were Prime Minister? That you were getting all the intelligence clearly. It doesn't take, as you say, a hell of a lot for something like this to happen. Did you live constantly in fear of that sort of random attack by somebody?
Look, of course, the worst nightmare of anyone charged with the safety and security of the people of Australia is that people who are absolutely reckless as to their own life will get access to sophisticated weapons. Imagine if the Martin Place murderer, for instance, had more weaponry than he did. Imagine if the person who killed that police employee in Parramatta had more sophisticated weaponry. More damage can be done, and that's why it's so important that our security agencies are given all the support they need, whether it is gathering intelligence, whether it is the resources needed for surveillance of people who are those who would definitely do us harm. And now, at the same time as we have a very strong police and security response to the challenge of Islamist extremism, Islamist terrorism, we've also got to be reaching out to decent people in our community, decent Muslims in our community who abhor all of this. And one of the encouraging recent developments has been the way very senior Muslim leaders, such as President al-Sisi of Egypt, have said to their fellow Muslims, "Look, we need to take a long, hard look at those elements in our faith which unfortunately give aid and comfort to the kind of atrocities that we've seen in many countries over recent months."
This is the second terror attack in France within 10 months. We had the Charlie Hebdo office killings, as you are well aware. You made a speech in London a couple of weeks back talking about Europe and its difficulties with people flooding into Europe that they don't know who they are and they are coming in huge numbers. And you compared it back, obviously, to your own border protection policies in Australia that work so well. Do you feel a little more vindicated that your message actually is the message that needs to be talked about, that you need to be careful who does come to your country?
Well, certainly, Steve, we shouldn't assume that these attacks are the work of people who have arrived recently in Europe as a result of the crisis in Syria. We shouldn't assume that. Islamist terrorism has been a problem in Europe for at least a decade now, long before the current difficulties on the borders of Europe became so extreme. But obviously, as long as you've got this so-called caliphate in Syria and Iraq, which is acting as an inspiration to people with a death-to-the-infidel mindset, we've got a very serious problem. And this is why it's important to take the strongest possible coordinated international action against the caliphate. This is why the Australian government has committed strike fighters to the campaign against Daesh in Iraq and now in Syria as well. This is why we've got a strong task force in Iraq helping to train the Iraqi army. This is why we've got our special forces continuing to advise and assist the Iraqi armed forces. We need a very strong security response at home and abroad at the same time as we're giving every support and encouragement to decent Muslim people who find all of this abhorrent.
Australians ringing me this afternoon that are worried, concerned, feel nervous. You're not long out of the job. Are our agencies doing a good job?
I have nothing but great pride and respect in our agencies and the work that they do. I'm not saying that we are absolutely immune from the kind of problem, the kind of atrocity that we've seen overnight in Paris. We cannot, as we've seen, absolutely prevent terrorist attacks. But so far here in Australia, we've been very good at monitoring would-be extremists, potential terrorists, and so far we've been very good at preventing them from accessing the sort of weaponry which seems to have been used in Paris.
G20 is due to start in a couple of days' time in Turkey. Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, is due there. Francois Hollande obviously is cancelled. Terrorists would like to see that meeting cancelled. Do you think that should still go ahead?
Well, I've always said that the last thing we should do is let evil people scare us from being ourselves. I think it's very important that as far as is humanly possible, normal life should continue. Our enemies wish to scare us into being less than we should be, and I think it's very important that even in stressful and difficult times, we should try to be our best selves.
Appreciate you giving up some of your time on Saturday afternoon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott.